Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in. We're back after a short break. Hope everyone had a happy Easter, happy Passover. For those of you in school, hope you guys had a good April break. And welcome back. We have a lot to talk about today, and we're mostly going to be talking about the NBA. There have been some pretty big stuff going on in the NBA, the whole Donald Sterling situation, NBA playoffs are in full swing now. And then we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to try to get him on the show, actually. A Twitter follower of ours got a little argument with our Twitter page today about the Donald Sterling incident. And we're going to try to get him on the show. So first of all, we're going to start off with a big story of the past few days. Donald Sterling, owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, was recorded by his girlfriend secretly, and he made some remarks that can be interpreted as racist, and which they clearly are. And just today, Adam Silver, who is head of the NBA, he decided that Donald Sterling is going to be banned from the NBA for life and has to pay $2.5 million fines, and he is demanding that Sterling sells the Clippers to someone else. So, Nick, you said you have a strong opinion on this. What's your opinion on the situation?
Well, what Donald Sterling said was absolutely horrible. I mean, I have no sympathy for the guy, but I will say this. If a black person had said this, nobody would care. I'm just saying. If this were the other way around, nobody would care. But anyway, Donald Sterling, I don't know if he should be banned for life, but I don't have any sympathy for it. It's a strange situation because when you ban him for life, you're opening up a whole plethora of problems, and then they're going to start banning other people. I mean, either way, I'm sure he doesn't care. He's 80 years old. He'll be dead in about 10 years anyway. And all that money in the bank. But at the same time, it was terrible with TMZ recording a private conversation like that.
It was not TMZ. It was not TMZ. It was his girlfriend who recorded what he said. It was his girlfriend, not TMZ. TMZ got the tapes from his girlfriend and released them to the public.
I see.
So, I want to hear what Brandon thinks about this first. Yeah.
All right, well, it's very simple. Donald Sterling deserves everything that's coming to him. I mean, there's just absolutely no place for any of those comments to be said in any sort, way, shape, or form, especially in the world of professional sports and especially in the professional basketball world come playoff time. I mean, that's just a huge shot to the heart of the NBA in the midst of the greatest playoffs, first-round games, since maybe ever. I mean, there has been so many good things that are going on in the NBA over the past week and a half,
And the fact that Donald Sterling now has, you know, the nerve to say something as ignorant and as awful as he did just puts a huge, huge dent in how great these NBA playoffs have been.
And that's all I really have to say, and that's all anybody really has to say.
It's something, the fact that Donald, I love how Donald Sterling's saying that while the African Americans are the ones who are making him all his money.
Yeah, well,
it's
not only that. I like to think about this, that this is America. This is a country where everyone should be accepted. And whether it's the NBA or whether it's a small business or anything, anywhere, no one should be saying these comments or even thinking about, you know, I don't want black people near me. That just is wrong in every single aspect. And not only that he was employing many black people, just that he's living in the U.S., and we cannot tolerate that in this country.
Listen, John, there's another point. This country, in terms of racism and civil rights and equal rights for everyone, has come so far in such little time over the past 100 years or so. About 2/3 of the U.S. presidents in our history would have no problem with anything that Donald Sterling had said. No problem. This country has come such a long way in terms of getting civil rights for every last one of, you know, gender, race, sexual orientation, no matter what it is. And the fact that such an ignoramus as Donald Sterling, a proven winner, a businessman, an owner of a now successful NBA team, is now bringing us back to that era in time, at the same time that, you know, slavery and such awful things were going on, it's just sad. It makes a lot of people wonder, like, you know, just why. But I don't really think that why is the answer. I think that, you know, asking yourself why is it delving into it too much, and you should just be focused on, oh, he said it. Clearly he admitted to saying it because it was confirmed this afternoon. And that what he did, totally deserves the highest of high punishments from whoever.
Brandon, I just want to bring up a quick point. Two things. First of all, I disagree. This is not an issue about civil rights. This is an issue about just racism, because it's not like he's taking anyone's rights away. I understand what you're saying, though. I understand. But there is still plenty of racism in this country. And I just like to quickly refer to a video that I watched today. If you have the time to watch this, Bomani Jones, who is a sports journalist, he is often on ESPN. He was on Dan Lebatard's radio show today, and he spoke for about 12 minutes today on the show about this whole situation. And I mean, it really changed how I thought about the situation. When I first heard about this, I thought that the comments he made were awful. But after listening to what Bomani Jones was saying, they were not that bad compared to a lot of other things Donald Sterling was doing. Donald Sterling would send his wife around to houses of – well, Donald Sterling owns, you know, apartments and would rent them out to people. He would send around his wife to the apartments pretending – and the wife would pretend that she was a government agent to inspect the houses. Instead, she was trying to get like a quota of what the ethnicity of the person living in the house was, whether they're black or Hispanic or white or whatever. And they would, you know, use that for reasoning for certain stuff that they would do later on. And so this situation, in the grand scheme of things, is nothing compared to some other stuff that Donald Sterling has done in the past. But it is very serious, and the NBA wanted to prove a point that racism is not tolerated in the league, so they punished him to the full extent, and I agree with that.
That's absolutely right.
Fortunately, wait, I don't. are they, unfortunately, Donald Sterling is the owner and he has so much power, it's like, it's not like they can kick him out from owning the team, right?
Well, they suspended him from life, and I read something on Twitter, I'm not sure if this is true, but it was from a Boston News reporter, said that Donald Sterling does not want to give up the team and is not going to sell the team. That's
okay.
According to sources.
Okay,
I mean,
here's the thing. The NBA can actually force a sale of the Los Angeles Clippers. And here's how they do it. All 29 other owners have to pull together and vote. It's as simple as that. Adam Silver cannot give that call directly to Donald Sterling or to the Los Angeles Clippers basketball organization. It has to come from the other owners, and it's only put to a vote. And, we all know the results of that vote is going to be totally unanimous, but that's how it can happen. It's the only way for it can happen, and that's what it's going to come down to in the next couple of weeks. Although I do think that this will have to, unfortunately, wait until the offseason after, the defending champions have been crowned as NBA champions this year.
But, now that I think about the situation, though, I know some people think
that it reminds them of how we have to make more progress in terms of racism and things like that. But this situation reminded me how far we have actually come. Because no matter how far we go, there's still going to be people like him in the world. And the fact that the entire world is, like, against him. I have not seen one person in the media actually stand up for him. I have not met one person who stood up for him. So if you think about it, this situation really reminds you how far we have come.
Well, actually,
I
kind of have met one person who's stood up for Donald Sterling on Twitter.
Yeah, we have. But I'd like to bring up a quick point, again, referring back to the Bomani Jones segment that I saw. A reason that Donald Sterling had for some racist comments that he's had in the past as well was to show his wealthy white friends that he did not want to be associated with black people. It was to kind of show off, and that's something interesting. It's not just Donald Sterling. There are still plenty of people, and, I mean, I don't know how you could fix this. You can try it. You can make all the laws you want, but racism still exists, and it's not just one person.
That's right. Now, hold on, because I feel like there's so many more directions we can go with this topic. But let's move on to a general aspect of the NBA playoffs, because that's really the big, big storyline.
Mm-hmm.
How amazing
Definitely.
Has the NBA playoffs been so far? I mean, one series, unfortunately, has already ended. Four series are all tied up at two. The Clippers and the Warriors are going at tonight again. One of the other games as well. Oh, the Thunder and the Grizzlies are going up tonight. There's so many great, great games and so many great series in these playoff series. But before we get into that, I just want to say one quick thing, and that is a round of applause to Steve Clifford and the Charlotte Bobcats. Wow. That team had maybe the greatest turnaround in NBA history. From going 2-3 seasons ago, from winning 7 games in an 82-game series, now clawing all the way back, no pun intended, to the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference. Yes, it was a weak Eastern Conference, but still, Al Jefferson, one of the best centers in the league. Kemba Walker is unstoppable. A young, emerging, perimeter defender, Michael Kidd Gilchrist. So many great players. We got Luke Patiasco, a.k.a. Chris Douglas Roberts. They did so well this season, and I cannot believe what we witnessed this season with the Charlotte Bobcats. And it's only going to get better for them, because next season, they're coming back to the Hornets name, Brandon Monkley or whatever you want to call it. They're coming back to that purple and teal. And that's going to be incredible for everybody. The NBA can only benefit from the Charlotte Hornets name coming back. So I say, rest in peace to the Charlotte Bobcats. It's been a hell of a ride. And welcome the Charlotte Hornets next season. Great job, Steve Clifford. Great job, Charlotte. Well put together season. Sorry I had to end the way it did.
Brandon,
that's
my cats.
Well, no, Brandon is right. I mean, the Bobcats got swept, but they got swept by the defending champions, and they, I mean, they're just a few years removed from that awful season. So
they didn't go down without
even
a fight.
Last season they were despicable. This season, big turnaround. No, I have a question for you guys. We're going to talk a little bit about the Indiana Pacers right now. Are they done?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Brandon, how do you know they're done?
Because I know they're done.
Because you don't know they're the Pacers have just given up. There's no effort left on that team. There's none. The Atlanta Hawks have total control over them. Jeff Teague is like the master of puppets. It's unbelievable. And I hate to say it, but the Pacers, they're done. And someone is going to either get let go, get traded, or get fired. Believe me. Because they're not moving on in the playoffs. And it's going to be ridiculous. The Indiana Pacers, okay, maybe it's not Frank Vogel's fault, but it's the rest of the players. Roy Hibbert has had the worst playoffs by a center who's ever been named to an all-star team. Ever. And it's by a lot, too. All right? Paul George, he's been okay. He hasn't done enough to help his team. Lance Stephenson, he's been terrible. Danny Granger, he's been terrible. Luis Scola, he's been terrible. David West, terrible. All these players are playing awful basketball, and it can only come at the worst possible time. And there's just no other way around it that the Atlanta Hawks, right now, are 100% the better team. They have a home court advantage tomorrow night in Game 6, and I think that's where the series and the season is going to end for the Indiana Pacers. Done.
Well,
enough
Saturday.
Yeah. I'm really torn about this because the Pacers during the regular season were they were incredible. They looked better than even the Miami Heat. And they're the one seed, and it's not often you see the one seed lose in the first round. But at the same time, I think the Atlanta Hawks are extremely underrated, which is kind of surprising to say, since the eighth seed of the Eastern Conference, which has been so down this season, you know, underrated. Yeah, they are underrated. They have some good players. And like you said, Jeff Teague is one of the most underrated point guards in the NBA. He's so fast, great ball handler, and he could score. And that's very difficult to guard. And the Pacers are—they're the under. I mean, the Hawks are the underdog, and it's always easier to play as the underdog. And in a situation that the Pacers are in, they're going to have to look themselves in the eye. They have to look each other in the eyes right now, and see if they still have any fire left in them, because it's going to be tough on the road. The season's on the line.
John, you know what I think is interesting? If we added the Atlanta Hawks playoff wins this season to their total win-loss record from the regular season, they're still won't even crack 500. We're talking about them being underrated. John, they almost didn't make the playoffs, and they're beating the Pacers, who are widely regarded to be the best team in the NBA, let alone the Eastern Conference. Now, yeah, they're totally underrated. Paul Millsap is
exactly.
We all know what Jeff Teague's been doing lately. Kyle Korver's still hitting threes. Everybody's playing well on that team, and the Pacers are just crumbling apart at the seams because the Atlanta Hawks are just too damn good for them.
Exactly.
Let me ask you something. I understand you're making a lot of very good points, but how do you know that the Pacers can't get their crap together these next couple games?
Because the Atlanta Hawks have gotten their crap together since game one.
Did I say the Hawks? I meant to say the Pacers.
No. You said the Pacers.
Yeah.
Listen. We don't know. It's all predictions.
John, there's breaking news that are coming in. Donald Sterling has released a statement that confirms what you said earlier. I quote, he said he really did not want to comment on the record, but the team is not for sale, and he will not be selling the team.
I really don't want
so there you go. Donald Sterling in his own words.
he doesn't realize what? he's gonna have to.
I'm not surprised because I read this earlier, but wow.
And you know what? I really hope that all you guys out there listening right now tune into this Clippers-Warriors game tonight at 10:30, tip-off. This game is easily the most important game of the NBA this season, and it will be until it reaches the finals, because this controversy is so much bigger than the game of basketball. It revolves a whole race of people and, you know, discrimination, and it's just so unfortunate, and I really hope everyone tunes in so that we can all put this beside us and focus on the one thing that, you know, this whole thing got started with, and that's the Los Angeles Clippers basketball team. And because of this, I really hope they can put their distractions aside and win the game tonight, at least for the fans in Los Angeles that still love their team regardless of their idiotic owner. And, yeah, just go Clippers. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, I don't know what to think right now. Like you said earlier, the owners, they have the power to force them to sell the team, and I think that they will. I can't see one owner vote against it, and if an owner were to vote against it, whether they do the vote in secret, it would somehow come out that he was the one who voted against it. So that would look
awful.
The
only owner who I can ever think that would ever vote against it is James Dolan, just because he's an even bigger idiot than Sterling.
No, he's not a bigger idiot than Sterling, but there's no chance that any owner will vote against it.
Let me rephrase that. Dolan's a basketball idiot. Sterling's just an idiot in general.
All right, that's acceptable.
James Dolan's the worst owner in the NBA.
That's acceptable.
Sterling doesn't own the Clippers anymore. They're not his team. All right, back to the playoffs for a second. Who do you guys think is going to win the remaining series that are going on right now? Let's start with Rockets-Raptors. Rockets-Blazers. Tom, what do you think?
This is a tough one.
You want to get through all seven of them.
Wait, what was that? I couldn't hear you.
All right, so let's go through the remaining seven playoff series because the Heat already swept the Bobcats.
Oh, okay, all right. So Rockets, Blazers,
really
I think the Blazers are going to win.
Going to close out and win the series.
Oh, tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So let's start with the Houston Rockets and Portland Trail Blazers.
I'm going to go with the Portland Trail Blazers.
I'm going with Trail Blazers.
What about you, Nick? Trail Blazers?
They are up 3-1.
All right, San Antonio and Dallas. I say the Blazers as well, by the way.
This is a tough one. I think the Spurs are going to win. They're such a consistent team. They don't make a lot of mistakes. I know Vince Carter hit a big shot, but San Antonio.
How many games?
Oh, and how many games?
Because it's tied up at two.
Yeah. I think they're going to win the next two games.
What about you, Nick?
I agree with that.
I mean, the Spurs might not
Spurs.
Be... I like the Spurs in seven.
They don't make mistakes.
Nope, I'm picking the Spurs in seven. I think Dallas is going to win
okay.
this game. Next Raptors.
This is tough for me because I'm a Nets fan. I think that they're eventually going to win, and I know exactly how Brandon feels about this. I know how Jordan feels about this, but I think the Nets are going to win. They'll steal one in Toronto, and they'll win.
What do you think, Nick?
I think the Nets are going to I have the Nets.
You know, it pains me to say this. It really does because I was so looking forward to these playoffs, but Toronto at seven. It's going to happen, and Net fans prepare to get, you know, physically Xboxes after. There's no other way around it. We're just not going to win. And I hate to say it.
All right.
Because I'm a huge Net fan. What else? OKC Memphis.
I think OKC is going to win. Memphis, they've looked good, but OKC.
I like OKC.
I like OKC
in
six.
I think they're going to win the next two.
Quick ball. Let's go to that third game tonight. Washington at Chicago. Washington has a chance to close out the series tonight. John, think they're going to do it, or what?
No, the Bulls are going to win tonight, but I think the Wizards will win the next game. John Wall is playing out of his mind. Bradley Beal is playing out of his mind. They're a good team. They'll win.
Get this? The Wizards are winning the series tonight.
No way. I think the Bulls might win.
You heard
the Bulls are two games.
The Wizards are going to win the series, and it's going to happen tonight.
But I think the Bulls are going to win the next two games because of this. Tom Thibodeau is a genius. He goes, I really think that as big of a hole as they're in right now, I think Tom Thibodeau would be able to take them out.
He may be a genius, but guess who's still playing out of his mind? On the floor is always more important than off. Just remember that.
So what Tom Thibodeau is doing has to do what they do on the floor. I'm not talking about
What about Pacers and Hawks, guys?
I think the Hawks are gonna pull it out.
Tonight I say the Pacers.
I say the Hawks in six.
I agree with you, Brandon.
And now it's time for the big one, the big series, the most certainly the most important and most gonna be watched series. But the best playoff series in terms of basketball reason. Clippers and Warriors tied at two. Going into tonight, Game 5, John, who you got to win the series?
Golden State Warriors. Got the Warriors.
And how many?
I have the Warriors in seven. This is going to be a good series. I think, unfortunately, for the Clippers, they have some off-the-court distractions. But even if you take those away, I still think that Golden State's a better team.
I say Golden State.
Clippers in seven.
Clippers in seven.
I think tonight they're going to beat the Warriors by 50, 60 even. Because they're going to be mad, man. And Blake Griffin, you don't want to see him when he's mad. He'll posterize you from half court.
Mad about what? Their loss from last time?
Mad about the loss from last time and their idiotic owner. All right. One thing, though. Because there's a little bit more than basketball on tonight. Apparently, Robinson Cano is making his return to Yankee Stadium tonight as a member of the Seattle Mariners. Obviously, we all know he signed that huge $300 million contract with Seattle in the offseason. He's making his first appearance tonight in that uniform and now as a member of the Yankees when he goes up against them tonight. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen on that front, John? Do you think he's going to get a warm reception? Do you think he's going to get booed? Do you think he's going to hit well? What do you think?
I think he's going to get booed, but I think he'll play all right. Yankee fans are still a little bit upset that he left, but it happens. It's sports.
He's going to get booed because Yankee fans are spoiled.
Now, what do you guys do in this situation? What do you guys do? What do you
cheer? I would stand up and clap respectfully. He left in a peaceful manner. He took, more money over a return to New York. There was no controversy. There was nothing. He just signed with another team. And he's always grateful for coming back to New York. And, I want to give the guy an ovation, but I would not boo. He did so many good things for the Yankees.
Nick, how about you?
Why? I can't stand how fans, they truly hate these athletes because they're not on their team anymore. Why should they be so obligated to please one group of fans? It makes no sense. They should go wherever they want to go, whatever's right for them.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys. I'm a Yankee fan. I don't fault Cano for what he did. He did what most of us would have done. He took a lot of money, and even though he left New York, you know what? He got a lot of money.
As long as he's happy, that's all that matters.
Exactly. It's his life. He can choose what he wants. All right, so thank you guys for being on the show today with me. We're right near the end of the show. Thank you all for listening in. Hope you enjoyed the show. And make sure to like our Facebook page and our Twitter page. See you next time.
The Clippers.